Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is William Butzelberger. I am the host and founder of the Resilient Masculinity Podcast and Movement. Thank you for tuning in today and thank you for listening. If this is your first time here or you're a returning listener or viewer, Resilient Masculinity is a community that I created that was designed to equip men with the conversations, with the tools, with their resources, and with the community, the brotherhood of men to become more resilient in their masculinity, to become the men they are called to be, the men who bring safety, stability, and service to themselves, to their families, to their communities, to their businesses, to their churches, and to society as a whole. That is a message that resonates with you, if that is a calling that you have, then join us, join our movement, join our community, find us on social media, share this, subscribe, donate if you choose to. Help us bring this message of resilient masculinity, of masculinity in its productive and virtuous form, back into the mainstream, back into culture, because we need it. So thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for listening. And we're going to jump right into it. Today we're going to talk about endurance. Now, what is endurance? What does it mean? Why am I talking about that? So you may have heard endurance in scripture studies before. In the Timothy's it's talked about, and you know, Paul uses a lot in his New Testament writing. You may have heard endurance as, you know, endurance training for fitness. But what is endurance? Because I'm a geek, I'm a nerd, I was homeschooled, so I love to go back to the original dictionary. The Webster's 1828 dictionary defines it as a bearing or suffering, a continuing under pain or distress without resistance, or without sinking or yielding to the pressure. It can also be known as sufferance or patience. That is the Webster's 1828, the true dictionary, mind you, definition of endurance. Yes, that is a little bit of a joke. Apparently, homeschoolers like to use Webster's 1828 because it's a good old-fashioned dictionary. It is the original and I love it. It's not dictionary.com. It's not going to have the fluffy words of today, the changed language of today. It's gonna be straightforward. So that is what endurance is. Now what does that have to do with masculinity? What does that have to do with being a man? Jordan Peterson, a famed psychologist, I think he's a clinical psychologist, if I remember correctly. He unintentionally got back into the political realm back in probably 2010 to 2015 era, with compelled speech in Canada. They were making bills that you had to address someone by their preferred pronoun and that kind of stuff, and he said he wasn't going to do it because it's compelled speech and how detrimental that is to society. And he kind of got shoved into the political sphere that way. He has talked about extensively that a value for men, a true meaning for men, finding purpose and finding value for men is to, and humankind as a whole, but men in particular, is to find the heaviest weight you can carry and bear it. And I think that actually bears out well in the Christian life. I believe that actually shows up well in the life of a Christian, the life of a believer. Why? Because, well, first of all, that's what Christ did. Right? That's what Jesus did. He took the biggest weight he could, which is all the sin of the world, and put it on himself. And he became the ultimate sacrifice. He became the ultimate, the one to save us, because we couldn't save ourselves. That shows endurance, that shows intense perseverance under pressure, under pain, under suffering, without resistance. He could have resisted that, he could have sent angels out to protect him, but he didn't. Right? That showed endurance, and that is, we are supposed to mirror that as men. We're supposed to imitate that as men, especially if you look in Ephesians 5, for those who read your Bible, in Ephesians 5, husbands are supposed to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. So there's this enduring, there's this suffering, a joyful suffering, a willingly suffering for the benefit, for the growth, for the sanctification, if you will, for the betterment of others, for whether that's your wife, whether that's your children, your community, your coworkers, those in your area. We are supposed to endure, we're supposed to have heavy suffering joyfully. Now, what does that look like as a man? What does that feel like? How do we deal with that? What kind of things can you endure under? That's all going to be different based off of your different situation. For me, I am married, I've got a wife, so one of the ways I can practice endurance, I can practice this masculine virtue of righteous, of productive endurance, is to be the provider for my family. Is that a heavy weight? It can be. It can be. There are times where, you know, I may need to work more. There are times where finances may be tighter than, you know, I initially had envisioned. There may be times where I get less sleep because I need to take care of something in the house, or, you know, those kind of responsibilities. How about other responsibilities like setting up for retirement, setting up health savings, setting up life insurance in case I do die young or unexpectedly, like my family is taken care of? That is a weight, that is a responsibility that I carry. And it's not a bad responsibility, it's not a bad weight to carry. In fact, I find joy in it. I do, I find purpose and fulfillment in working and providing for my family and setting my family up for success, not just my family as is right now, but my family in 5 years, 10 years, and 50 years, and heck, even after we're gone. You know, my grandkids, my great-grandkids, you know, Lord choosing that we have kids and grandkids and stuff, like, that kind of vision is something I have joy in. I actually enjoy setting up investments so that in 30, 40, 50 years, I can spend time with, hopefully, my grandkids, and I can pass them and my children, and maybe even their children, down inheritance, because that is a good, virtuous, productive outcome. That is a good, virtuous goal. That is a good thing to work towards, and that is a good weight to carry. So, and I think this is such a hard thing in our modern day, because everything in our modern age is based off of convenience and comfort. Okay, you know, your mattress is 2 years old, it's a little worn, go get a different one. Your phone's a little slow, you get a new one. You know, you don't like how cold it is in your house, you turn up the thermostat. Think it's too hot, you turn it back down. You know, if the microwave takes 2 minutes too long, we get upset. You know, if the red light doesn't turn green in 4 seconds and the car in front of us doesn't move in 2, then we start yelling at them. Everything in our society is based off of the here and now and comfort. And as men, we are told to bear weight. We are told to bear responsibility and to do it joyfully, to do it with excitement, with a underlying feeling or underlying baseline of service and joy in that. There's purpose in that. Men find value in adding value. The value of women is nurturing and caring, and it's much more personality based, right? The societal and even what how men find women attractive is more personality based. It's based on the ideas and the concepts and the nature of nurturing, of caring, of being a good mother and a nurturer and a helper in terms of both for family life, for society. That tends to be, and you'll find that especially with those who hold to the what I would call, what society would call traditional gender roles, and I call the generalized gender roles, that is true, that is a generalization. Are there differences? Sure. But I think that by and large, that is a calling women have. And I think as men, there is a generalized calling we have, and that is to provide value and be productive. And I've actually talked about that in a previous episode called Men or Be a Man of Production. I actually made an episode on that prior. And men find value. Men find worth. Men find their passion in providing value, in providing service, in providing for others. That's one of the reasons that men, why it feels good to get paid. That's one of the reasons it feels great to be paid, besides the fact that you actually need money or some medium of exchange to live in a society. It feels good because that is a perception of your worth. Now, is it all your worth? No. But it is a perception of it. You know, if I'm selling my labor for $20 an hour, the perception is my labor is worth that $20 an hour. If I sell it for $5 an hour, then my worth by a production standpoint, from that standpoint, is that it's worth $5 an hour. Of course, I do other things. Of course, there's other value I provide that may not be compensated for. There's definitely things you can do outside of that. There's volunteer work. Not everything is money motivated, but it is a perception and a metric of value. So what does that have to do with endurance? Find the biggest responsibility you can carry today, whether that's being a husband, whether it's being a father, whether it's being a good productive coworker. Maybe you're a leader in your church. Maybe you're a leader in your school or your community. Maybe you're on, you know, the local committee, the city council, that's what it's called, or school board, or any other range of responsibilities you may have. And bear it well, hold it well, do it without resistance. Suffer and be willing to suffer without being grumpy about it, without being discouraged by it. You know, a little bit of pain isn't going to kill you. In fact, pain is a good thing. It means you're still alive. I think that's a Jocko Willink saying, is that I want pain because pain means I'm still alive. And of course, he's an ex-Navy SEAL. He's special ops. He's a big guy. Of course, he's going to say that, right? That you don't get to be as big and as strong and as talented as him just rolling out of bed one day. No, he had to train. He had to endure pain and suffering, physical, mental, probably spiritual. So, of course, he's going to say that. That is a calling that men have. So do it well. Do it well. Endure well. Hold fast to what you truly value. You know, if I truly value being a good husband to my wife, I will endure maybe a minor inconvenience here and there. You know, maybe she's like, oh, I need you to pick this up after work, after I worked a long day. Guess what? I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it without complaining or grumbling or bemoaning the fact, because I actually want to be a good husband. Maybe it's staying up late because, you know, your kid's throwing up and you've got to go work in 4 hours. Oof, that's hard, but that's okay. You can do it because your calling is worth it, right? Your calling to be a good husband and a good father is worth it. Maybe you've got that one, congregate at your church who's just complaining and complaining and complaining. Okay, take it. You can do it because you're calling to be a pastor, to be a shepherd, to lead those in your congregation spiritually and to do it well calls you to do so. Maybe you've got a boss, a supervisor who wants this particular project done by a certain deadline, and it's going to be rough. It's going to be a hard day. Okay, you can do it. It's rough, I get it. It's not easy. That's okay. You're a man. You're not called to do the easy things. You're called to be a man. You're called to step up to the occasion. Boys shrink back, men stand up. So you're called to be a man. Man up. Take those responsibilities, take it in stride. Control your emotions. Don't be ruled by them. It's okay to be emotional. It's not okay to let them control you. You can't, not have emotion. We're not robots, okay? And actually, as far as males go, as far as biological males go, I am probably more emotional than most men I know. Just as is. I've been that way for a long time. But it's controlling my emotions. It's not letting them control me. That's been the process, right? It's okay for me to be sad about something. It's not okay for me to just bawl and bawl like a baby when I'm supposed to be leading a situation, okay? It's not okay for me to be upset and angry to the point that I punch something. No, that's not a productive outcome of that emotion. But I am called to be a man. I'm called to lead. I'm called to serve. And we're in this together, right? So group up with your men. Find your community. If there's men at your church that you can have a men's breakfast with, a men's group with, do that. Go to that. Maybe you need to make one yourself. Maybe you need to huddle up with guys before work or during lunch and just talk about your life, and that's okay. That is okay, but what is not okay is being grumpy, being discouraged by it, being upset by it. No, you are called to be a man, so man up. Take this responsibility and run with it. Do it well, do it joyfully. Because at the end of the day, that's gonna help society. That is actually what's gonna determine the way society goes. You can bemoan your responsibility, you can bemoan, oh, I'm a husband and I'm a father and I don't like the responsibility, or you can be like, no, I am a husband, I'm a father, I enjoy this. This is, yeah, there's parts of it that are rough, but it is a responsibility I am glad to bear. Because at the end of the day, life is more about others than it is about you. You're called to be a man. So follow that calling. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for listening to my ramblings and rants. And I hope they're enjoyable for you. I hope they encourage you. I hope you learned something today. So go out there, take action, become the man you were called to be, and I will catch you next week. Again, take action, become the man you are called to be, and I'll hear back from you guys later.